thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass, taking super duper care of us, as always. So we appreciate that. With that, Hope Kopp is back. Of course, I saw her in fourth grade. That's the first time I ever saw her in my life. But then I've seen her once in a while since then. But last year, during the 250th anniversary of the founding of North Hamilton and Point Township, and you did a lot of work to make sure that displays and talks and things. And
all the historical activities.
All of them. Okay. Well, you helped with a bunch of that. Yep, that is very true. You're active in the Priestley Chapel to make sure that that's properly used. And so today we are going to talk about July 4th coming up, because that is when a tribute to 1973 is going to be taking place. So Hope Webster Kopp, great Northumberland resident, tell us about the tribute to 1973.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm so excited about this. Because I had coordinated all the history things last year, the Pine Knotter Committee asked me to do something for Pine Knotter Celebration's 50th anniversary. So, here's what we got. From 10 until 5, come to the Priestley Chapel for music, live music, 6 different groups, all performing early 70s music. And the first 3 pews on both sides will be empty for you to sit in. If you want to get out of the heat, come into our air conditioning, or maybe get out of the rain. Sit and relax. It is the day for all the crafters, so you could be tired. So anyhow, come hear the music and watch 2 different slideshows. One was put together by Cindy Ogo and then Sam Geis, mainly telling about the year before, the flood and the bicentennial. And then the other one is by Steve Klinger, and that's more updated to other things that were happening in 73.
Okay. Tell me about this one. Now, you brought one of the displays in, the TV shows. Boy, what a heyday for television.
It was a wonderful time. So, when you're done resting, please go to the back, where you will find 9 different memory boards. That's my name for them, because they're supposed to bring back your memories, perhaps, about the cost of living. That's pretty exciting, especially if you look at the cost of the cars that you might have bought. One of them is all on transportation, and I've accentuated the muscle cars from then. It also has motorcycles, tractors, camping gear.
And how much they cost?
Yeah, no, I don't have cost for most of them, only cars. But it also has what was on the river. It was the first year for the jet ski, and you could only use it standing up. There was no seat. So anyhow, there's, as Mark said, TV shows, news headlines, sports headlines, fashions. The fashions memory board was done by Gretchen Wahlberg. I'm very pleased to have her involved in that. Then there's one on books. What did your parents read? And one on toys and dolls. Some of you were pretty small then. One of my most interesting ones to me is the inventions of the 70s. You will be shocked. Huh. Just a couple little things are, that was the year of the pet rock, which made the person a millionaire from all the sales at Christmas. And, of course, it's also the Rubik's Cube.
Oh, that was a 73 invention. Wow. Super.
Yes. The last one is on area businesses and restaurants. Where did you go? Yeah, Mark, where did you like to go to eat?
Oh, let's see. Layman's in Sunbury on Walnut Street and Let's see, Lebo's might have been closed by then, or were they,
no,
they
both were the bakeries open? Were open.
Okay, so Kaiten's, yeah, those would be some of my favorites.
And you lived in Sunbury at the time. Yeah. Did you go to Spess's?
Oh my gosh, yes. Even during high school, we'd sneak out of high school and go up there and eat.
How about Eat a Bite?
Not too often, but
Marlin's,
anyway, I knew it was there.
Marlin subs or Sunbury subs?
Both.
The Iron Skillet.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, absolutely.
You will not believe all the different places that were there then. And a few still are around in Nori. El Rancho was alive way before then.
Oh, wow.
So, have you any questions, Mark?
Okay, so who's playing? What are the musicians who will be playing?
At 10 o'clock, we open with Leo Armbruster, and he says he's going to start with Ride, Captain Ride. 11 o'clock is Alan Jean Lumpkin, and they're bringing along Mark Duncheski, probably on bass. Then at 12 is DePoterland. That's made up of George Poter, Joey DeChristopher, and Fred Strickland. And they've been working hard on some special music for us. At 1 o'clock is Tim Latshaw and Mike Balliot. 2 o'clock, Yuri Klein Trio, which is Yuri plus Taylor Fleming and Garrett Gaetano. And then finally, for the last 2 hours, because they have so much to offer, Rich Finley and the vocalist Karen Meeks.
Oh,
they're
wow.
from Blue River.
Yeah.
I forget the last
But
word.
Everybody can't be there from the band, so it's just Rich and
yes,
Karen.
It's right. A rather small place. Although, if you're looking for a place for your wedding or a memorial, we do house 100 people comfortably.
Okay, so you're talking about the Priestley Chapel.
I sure am.
And remind folks what the Priestley Chapel is. So that, I guess it wouldn't be inconceivable somebody could mix it up with the Priestley House, which is separate. Priestley
Actually,
Chapel.
Actually, one of the drummers thought we were at the Priestley
okay.
House.
Probably bring the house down over there.
The Priestley Chapel was an active Unitarian church. Now it is not. It is a historic site. But we use it for occasions like weddings and memorials and anything else you want to come up with. I need to thank both the Priestley Chapel Associates for letting me use the whole building and also the Pine Knotter Committee for their support.
Okay, and so this is an event that's taking place on the 4th of July, the day of Pine Knotter Days will be underway, with the craft show that day, and of course music and chicken barbecue in the morning, just to refresh folks what's happening there, all of this in downtown Northumberland, but a tribute to 1973. Okay, so I could see we do one memory board and maybe a little display, but to go big, why really relish the past like this?
Well, it just got more and more interesting as I found different subjects that had to be covered as well as I could do. I hope people enjoy them.
Oh, yeah, I think so. At first I thought, well, a TV display, okay, so a lot of things were on TV. But then when you look at it, you see Kojak and Maude and Columbo coming and Schoolhouse Rock debuting at that time and Hawaii Five-0. Really, what a heyday for TV. So
it was wonderful. And there's a mini one on the miniseries.
Okay.
I hadn't remembered they existed.
Oh, they started up at that time. Okay. So this will be part of Pine Knotter Days and History. Next year, are you going to do tribute to 1974?
Give me a good reason.
Well, Pine Knotter Days will be 51 years old. It seems to be the glue that tied this together today.
By the way, if anyone has a 50th birthday or wedding anniversary the rest of this year, you're welcome to borrow the memory boards.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you go. So, yeah, it's contact Hope Kopf and...
What name?
Or Hope Webster Kopf.
Thank you.
There you go. Okay, so that's fine. And I think... We figured out that maybe I was probably in about fourth grade, so probably in your class at that time in 1973. I'm really not paying attention to 90% of the stuff that's on these boards, other than the books and the toys maybe. But, enjoying some of the things and maybe some of the music. Okay, so how much work went into this? Who else helped you? You named a couple of folks. Of course, you're going to be in the doghouse if you forget somebody, but who else got to help you? And what went into this? Just tell me that.
Every subject was researched for the information, and then I had to find the right photos and copy them.
And the right size.
And, I could adjust some of that.
Okay.
But it was a labor of love. The whole thing was just wonderful.
You enjoyed doing this, so you researched.
So much. I wish I could have a job doing it.
Well, we'll pay you. We'll give you a good feeling for having done all this work, and a big thank you.
Really?
For all of this.
Yep. Thank you, Mark.
Yep, absolutely. So, okay, so give us an idea. Hundreds of hours?
Oh, for sure. Yep.
Okay.
Been working for 4 months, I think.
Okay, on this and making sure this
and
happens.
And it's much more important than my housework or yard work.
Yeah.
Tall grass can wait. You can ask my husband.
Wait till the code officer tells you to cut it. That's what I do. Okay, so Hope Webb for Stirkop, make a pitch for folks to come to this event, please.
Oh, do you mean what I've said isn't enough of a pitch?
Well, no, summarize.
Please come and hear the music and stretch your mind by looking at the memory boards.
All right, so fantastic. 1973, Hope Webster-Kopf, a former Shikellamy teacher, retired teacher, fourth grade. What other grades did you teach at Shikellamy?
Started in second, okay. 2 years in elementary music, and then all the rest were fourth grade.
Okay, Robaugh Elementary, always at Robaugh?
Well, it closed. It became Beck School along with the Hill School and Drumheller.
Gotcha. Okay. So you got to teach all over the district. Well, good for you. Okay. Displays and music. The tribute to 1973, celebrating 50 years. The observance, 4th of July at the Priestley Chapel, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. The new Northumberland Pine Knotter News that just came out has right inside the inside cover, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's information there about Pine Knotter Days and specifically this material as well. So find out about the cost of living and jet skis and books. What was a popular book at that time?
Oh, Kurt Vonnegut was one of the biggies.
Oh, okay, fantastic. All right. Thank you so much for all you're doing, and thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Tribute to 1973 next Tuesday.